out of the anti-white system and tune in to the pro-white system at radioarian.com.
Hello and welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Tuesday the 12th of February 2019 and you're listening to me, Sven Longshanks, broadcasting at radioarian.com. Well, we're not going to actually look at a recent news story today. We're going to discuss a subject that was really inspired by a news story from a couple of years back that I've just become aware of, and it ties in with the amazing achievements of the white race. Now, a while back, I did a series on forgotten white empires, looking back at countries that are now called China and India and Babylon, Iraq, and how they were originally formed by white nations. The civilizations were started there by white nations. And the evidence for civilization goes back as far as there is evidence for white people. That is tied in, intimately tied in with the evidence for the DNA of white human beings, the white race, man as he appears today. So it looks like when we first appeared in the world, we had this ability for civilization. And when the nation becomes miscegenated, once we interbred with the Aborigines that were also there, there were always these Aborigines there, their DNA goes back much further than ours. When we interbred with them, we lost the ability to maintain civilization. And the civilization crumbled apart, which is why the people that live in those countries now live among the ruins of previous civilizations. This is the bit that's left out of the establishment history books, the reasons why civilizations fall. The reason why they fall is miscegenation, the mixing of the races. And one part of this is sanitation. The white race has always had sanitation. We've always had systems to take waste away, systems to collect fresh water for ourselves. And if you look at Africa now, the Negroes, they've never been capable of finding their own water. They're still not capable of it. They still have to ask for help with digging wells. They're not capable of doing it for themselves. And we've had sanitation going back 6,000 years. The white race has had sanitation. And the reason why I'm talking about that today is because of something very, very surprising. You would imagine that a high-tech place such as Dubai in the United Arab Emirates, you would imagine a high-tech place like that had a sanitation system, had a good sanitation system, a top of the range sanitation system. It doesn't have one at all. They built these giant skyscrapers before they had learned how to create toilets. This news story comes from inhabitat.com. You'd think that the world's tallest building, a structure that requires amazingly complex engineering and technology to reach its heights, would have an equally impressive sewage system. Unfortunately, that's not the case, because it isn't hooked up to a municipal wastewater treatment system. So when you poop in the Burj Khalifa, that waste is actually trucked out of the city. Trucked out of the city. We are frankly flabbergasted by the inefficiency of such a system. one of the world's most advanced buildings, relies on an arcane method to transport wastewater to a treatment facility outside of town. So remember, if you happen to visit and use the Burj Khalifa's restroom, some unfortunate person has to collect your poop and drive it out of Dubai. Now, it's not just that they don't have an advanced wastewater system. They don't have a wastewater system at all. It's basically just put out on the streets. There's no water treatment there. There's no sewage system there. And these are Arabs. These are rich Arabs. And if you look at Dubai, it looks very high tech. They have all these big skyscrapers there. And this is the world's tallest building. And they built this before they had even learned how to create a sewage system. In November, Terry Gross of NPR interviewed Kate Asher, the author of The Heights, Anatomy of a Skyscraper, where she explained what happens to sewage from the Burj Khalifa and other tall buildings in Dubai. There are a host of tall buildings in Dubai, and many of them are not connected to a municipal sewage system. It seems that construction outpaced installation of such an important component of any multi-story building, seemingly with the approval of the city planning department. There is some semblance of a system, but it does not have the capacity to handle the output from an 828-meter tower. Well, I would say that it wasn't that the construction outpaced the installation of a system. Civilization outpaced them because they're not capable of creating a civilization on their own. So what they do is they take the outside trappings of civilization, such as a building like this, but it doesn't actually perform the function that buildings like this are able to perform in the West. It's all window dressing. Their civilization is all window dressing. It's like those set pieces that you see at Hollywood, where it's not a real building. It's just a painted piece of cardboard to make it look like a building. And this is the same thing that we have here. It's been made to look like a civilization, but it doesn't even have a sewage system. And they were saying that, oh, it's the tall buildings that aren't connected. But if the top of the range buildings can't be connected, then what about your average worker? Your average worker's house is certainly not going to be connected to a sewage system. In the interview, Asher explained that some buildings can access a municipal system, but many of them actually use trucks to take the sewage out of individual buildings, and then they wait in a queue to put it into a wastewater treatment plant. So it's a fairly primitive system. Well, it's no different to crapping in a bucket and then taking it outside and tipping it in your garden, isn't it? I mean, these guys never even developed outside privies. They hadn't even developed the outside privy, and here they are building giant skyscrapers and pretending to be civilized. Trucks often wait in line for up to 24 hours before they can offload their payload. As Gizmodo calculated, a full building with 35,000 people would produce 7 tons of poop per day, plus all the additional wastewater for showers, brushing your teeth, and so on, totaling up to 15 tons per day of wastewater. The inefficiency of such a system is mind-boggling and raises the issue of how architecture is much more than just designing a great building. Architects must also consider the impact of their building on the rest of the city and how it will interact with it. It's all fine and good to build the world's tallest building, but if you have to remove the waste via inefficient and costly trucks, then you've failed. And all those buildings that are out there in Dubai, the United Arab Emirates, and in Saudi Arabia, they've all been designed by white people. They might have Negro slaves lugging the bricks around, but they've all been designed by whites. And there's no infrastructure there to support these buildings. And looking at this, I mean, this got me thinking about this and thinking, well, let's just have a look at the rest of the world, the rest of the non-white world, and let's have a look at their sanitation. And this comes from the top 10 countries with poor sanitation facilities. Access to clean sanitation facilities has improved for billions of people worldwide and continues to do so thanks to increased global funding and efforts. Well, the truth of that is, it has improved for billions of people worldwide because of white people, because of white people paying for it, white people designing it. Every hour on British television, there are adverts to get people to pay out money to dig wells for Africans because they're not capable of doing it for themselves. And once the white people leave an area, all the water systems go to pot. They no longer work. They can no longer maintain them as part of the civilization. According to the United Nations, over 2.6 billion people on Earth still live without access to necessary sewage and sanitation facilities. Basically, 2.6 billion people on Earth live like animals. And that's how the animals live, without sanitation facilities. This number is very huge as compared to the burst in technology. Yes, technology has outstripped these peoples because they never developed it for themselves. They never built on what was there before. They weren't capable of advancing on what they already had. They are the way that they are, and that's it. You can't change them. They don't have that spark of civilizational capability that white people have. And it's not just IQ. It's not just IQ, because two of the worst countries in the world for this have high IQs. And the Chinese, apparently, they have a slightly higher average IQ than white people do. And yet they are one of the worst countries for clean drinking water and sanitation. There are many people who still defecate in the open and choose bushes over toilets. That is exactly the same as the animals. I mean, they've even put toilets in Nigeria and they've refused to use them. And the same in India. They've had a huge advertising campaign in India with the equivalent of a Mr. Man turd that tries to encourage the Indians to use the toilets that have been provided for them. And they don't use them. They would rather go out in the field and live like an animal. Why that is, I would not like to hazard a guess. It could correctly be said that the world is suffering from a poop problem. Well, no, it's not a problem for these people. They don't see it as a problem. They've been living like that for thousands of years. The third world may be suffering from a poop problem, but white people have never suffered from it. Without proper sanitation facilities, people have no choice other than excreting in the open, which causes unwanted health problems. Moreover, providing the required sanitation facilities is also a huge challenge, as it requires a huge amount of resources, especially when 7 billion people are taken into account. Yes, a huge amount of resources that white people provide. You just think how much of a percentage of all our resources and all the things that we create go on trying to teach people who have lived like animals for thousands of years to become domesticated and use the toilet. And building these toilets for them is the equivalent of having a pet cat, and you have to get yourself a cat litter tray if you're going to keep the cat indoors, and you have to clean the litter out. And we're effectively doing this for the third world, to prevent them from getting diseases, which would actually act as nature's cull and cut back on some of these billions of excess people that are actually just a drain on resources, on the world's resources, and in particular on the white man's resources. Let's have a look at some of these particular countries. Nigeria, and these are the this is the top 10. And these are the worst four in the top 10. Nigeria. Nigeria is one of the African countries where the word sanitation is non-existent. With over two-thirds of the total population with no sanitation facilities, Nigeria is horribly suffering from poverty, poor hygiene, and lack of medical attention. Well, it is by the white man's standards, not by the Negro standards. This is how he has always lived. And this is what he brings to our countries when we open up our borders to them. Moreover, the government does not prioritise sanitation, even though the country is facing serious health-related issues. That's why the government doesn't prioritise it, because they're quite happy to live that way. They're quite happy to live that way. They don't want for any more than that. And this is why our countries are turning into the third world. If you bring Africans into Europe, they don't become Europeans, they just turn Europe into Africa. In Nigeria, the need for clean water is understood, but it is not the case with sanitation, as it is widely ignored. Okay, they need clean water. Well, why have they never been capable of finding their own clean water? Why is it that we have to have charities specifically to find clean water for Negroes? They're not capable of doing it for themselves. I find that amazing. I mean, every animal on earth is capable of finding its own water, but apparently not the Negro. Due to gaps in sanitation infrastructure, the common population can only dream of simple facilities like toilets. I don't think they dream of them at all. You provide these toilets for them and they don't use them. Though many steps have been taken by the United Nations to improve the condition of Nigeria, the results have not been very encouraging. Well, of course they haven't been, because they're Negroes. That's the way they live. They crap in the streets. They crap out in the open. You put a toilet there and they don't know what to do with it. Wash their hands in it. Next one on the list, Indonesia. Sanitation in Indonesia is characterized by poor levels of access and service quality. More than 110 million people of the 240 million total population do not have access to adequate sanitation facilities. And remember, Indonesia is Muslim. That's a Muslim country. So Islam hasn't helped them out in any way like this. Islam doesn't encourage them to better themselves. In fact, a lot of Muslims, they refuse to use toilet paper. They say it's culturally inappropriate. And then we have them working in restaurants. Don't ever go to a foreign restaurant if you value your health. Moreover, the river bodies in Indonesia are clogged with garbage, and only about 3% of the total population has access to a proper sewage system. Many countries, including Australia, Canada, and the USA, all the white countries, have lent a helping hand in improving the condition of the common people by providing adequate monetary funds and technology. This is exactly the same as keeping a pet cat. We are keeping the third world as if they are our pets. And what response do we get from them for doing that? They just invade our countries and call us racists. Now, you could say Indonesia and Nigeria, they've probably always been like that. They probably were whites in Indonesia at some time, way back. But I don't think there were any whites in Nigeria. That's always been like it. But China, which is the next one. And remember, China is one of the three superpowers of the world, America, Russia, and China. I think of the economy that they have there. China is the second to worst country in the top 10 for sanitation. And remember, China started out white. They had sanitation originally. In 1000 BC, they had sanitation when whites were there. But apparently they don't now. What could it be that changed in China for them to forget how to keep themselves clean? Nearly three quarters of the Chinese population lives in rural areas where residents rely on open pit latrines for sanitation purposes. Well, at least they've dug a pit for it, I guess. As a result, endemic and intestinal diseases are rampant in rural areas where medical facilities cannot be procured easily. The Chinese government has drastically improved the sanitary condition of 92% of the population by investing millions of dollars, with over 42% of the population having access to sanitary latrines. Yes, but they just told us that 75% of them live in rural areas with open pit latrines. That's the government, the Chinese government, drastically improving the sanitary condition was by digging latrines for them to crap into. What were they doing before then? If that was a drastic improvement, was teaching them how to dig a pit, how did they live before then? The Chinese government sees sanitation problems as the enemy of development and has undertaken various ambitious projects to curb this abomination. Obviously not very successful, though. If 75% of them are still crapping in these latrines, and yet they claim 92% of the population has distinctly been improved, drastically been improved. And of course, the number one worst country in the world for sanitation is India. With the second biggest population in the world, India tops this list for providing poor sanitary facilities to the common people. According to various reports by the World Health Organization, only 21% of the total rural population had access to adequate sanitary facilities in 2008. Moreover, this problem has caused many diseases in villages, which further cut the pocket of the government to properly fund the sanitation projects. Nevertheless, India has only taken a step forward instead of stepping down, with various ambitious nationwide campaigns, such as the adverts that I was just referring to with the Mr. Man turd. Several nationwide campaigns like Swachh Bharat Abhiyan, School Water and Sanitation Towards Health and Hygiene, etc. India has spearheaded nationwide sanitation awareness campaigns to make the common people aware of the issues caused by improper sanitation. By 2011, India provided clean and improved sanitation facilities to about 68% of the total population, and it is still improving. Yes, but they would still rather shit in the streets instead of in the toilets. That's what these adverts were about. They were saying, look, we provided sanitation for you. Why aren't you using it? They refused to use it. They would rather live like animals. So what happened then? What happened for India, who had a white civilization 4,000 years ago? What happened to it for them to forget how to keep themselves clean? They miscegenated. Let's have a look at the history of sanitation. Now we've looked at these four worst countries, and this comes from toiletpaperhistory.net. The history of modern sanitation started with the development of the protected water wells in the Neolithic times. Neolithic means Stone Age. And guess what type of Stone Age man it was that was digging these wells? Of course, it was the white man. Creation of these wells enabled humans to always have clean water available to them. Removal of wastewater arrived with the exploits of the Indus Valley Civilization, who were the first to introduce public water supply and sanitation. That's India. The first removal of wastewater arrived with a civilization that was in India. So what happened to them to make them want to shit in the streets instead of using that? Other civilizations of that time also started noticing the harmful impact of wastewater on human health, most notably Babylonians and ancient Greeks. And of course, what were the Babylonians? Well, that's the Iraqis, the Iranians, the people in Dubai, the ones that still don't have a sanitation system now. The largest advance of early sanitation happened in ancient Rome, where semi-successfully used latrines and sewage drains to divert the flow of sewage water from major cities. And Flavius Josephus writes about the fantastic sewage system. It's a place that was built, it's called Herodium, I think it was called. And the sea water would actually come in and it would sweep in underneath the port cities and take all the sewage out. Absolutely fantastic system that white people built, that the Romans built 2,000 years ago. Well, let's have a more in-depth look at this. And this comes from Wikipedia. This is the history of water supply and sanitation. During the Neolithic era, humans dug the first permanent water wells from where vessels could be filled and carried by hand. Wells dug around 6,500 BC have been found in the Jezreel Valley. That's where the Israelites were. That's in Mesopotamia. That was the cradle of civilization. That was white people. Just remind yourself, white people were digging wells around 6,500 BC, and the African Negro today still doesn't know how to do it. The size of human settlements was largely dependent upon nearby available water. A primitive indoor, tree bark lined, two channel, stone, fresh and wastewater system appears to have featured in the houses of Skara Brae from around 3000 BC. And that is in Scotland. So in Scotland, in 3000 BC, we had sanitation and water systems. 2,500 years before the Romans, who supposedly brought the British our civilization. There's a lot of British history that's been covered up. In Skara Brae, there was also a cell-like enclave in a number of houses that it has been suggested may have functioned as an early indoor toilet. We had indoor toilets 5,000 years ago, even in Britain, not just in the Fertile Crescent, not just in the cradle of civilization out there in the Middle East, but also out here in Northern Europe. Wherever the white man was, basically, wherever the white man has been, we've always had sanitation. The Indus Valley civilization in Asia, it says here, actually in India, they're probably a little bit embarrassed that they had this wonderful sanitation system in India 4,000 years ago, shows early evidence of public water supply and sanitation. The system, the Indus, it weren't the Indus, it was the Aryans. If it was the Hindus, they would still have this system because it's Hindus there now. The system the Aryans developed and managed included a number of advanced features. A typical example is the Indus city of Lothal, 2350 BC. In Lothal, all houses had their own private toilet, which was connected to a covered sewer network constructed of brickwork held together with a gypsum-based mortar that emptied either into the surrounding water bodies or alternatively into cesspits, the latter of which were regularly emptied and cleaned. Just compare that to India now. The urban areas of the Indus Valley civilization included public and private baths. Sewage was disposed through underground drains built with precisely laid bricks, and a sophisticated water management system with numerous reservoirs was established. In the drainage systems, drains from houses were connected to wider public drains. Many of the buildings at Mohenjo-Daro had two or more stories. Water from the roof and upper story bathrooms was carried through enclosed terracotta pipes or open chutes that emptied out into the street drains. They don't even have drains in the streets of Africa now. They haven't managed to work that one out, had to channel the wastewater away. So that's India, which is the number one worst place in the world for sanitation now. In actual fact, was the first country in the world to have all the houses with their own indoor toilets. Of course, back then when they were white. Let's look at China, shall we? The second worst country in the world. Some of the earliest evidence of water wells are located in China. The Neolithic, and it says here the Neolithic Chinese, what they mean there is the Neolithic white man that was in China, who was building the dolmens that we find in Korea, who was leaving his mummified bodies there. And when they look at these salt desert that they've got there that preserved the bodies, they see that up to about 500 BC, all the bodies that were, that have been mummified, they're all white, they're all Caucasians. And it's only after 500 BC onwards that you start seeing this mongoloid type. They just weren't there before then. So Wiki tells us it was the Neolithic Chinese. It was Neolithic white man in China. Discovered and made extensive use of deep-drilled groundwater for drinking. The Chinese text, the Book of Changes, originally a divination text of the Western Zhao Dynasty, 1046 to 771 BC, contains an entry describing how the ancient, quote-unquote, Chinese maintained their wells and protected their sources of water. Well, if they were able to do that then, if that was the same Chinese back then as we have now, how come they can't do it now and three quarters of the country are incapable of it? Mesopotamia. Let's have a look at Mesopotamia. The Mesopotamians introduced the world to clay sewer pipes around 4000 BCE. Sure, it must be a coincidence, but back then Mesopotamia was all white, with the earliest examples found in the Temple of Bel at Nippur and Eshnunna. Clay pipes were later used in the Hittite city of Hatsa. They had easily detachable and replaceable segments and allowed for cleaning. Of course, the Hittites, the Hittite areas, Hittites were a Canaanite tribe. They were the origins of today's Jews. That's where today's Jews get their noses from. But the Canaanites were kicked out and the Israelites moved in. So you don't know whether this sewage that they had here was by the Canaanites or was actually by the Israelites. We've already heard that in the Valley of Jezreel, which was where the Israelites were, that they had some of the earliest sewage systems. Let's have a look at Crete. The ancient Greek civilization of Crete, known as the Minoan civilization, was the first civilization to use underground clay pipes for sanitation and water supply. Their capital, Knossos, had a well-organized water system for bringing in clean water, taking out wastewater, and storm sewage canals for overflow when there was heavy rain. It was also one of the first uses of a flush toilet, dating back to the 18th century BC. So wherever the white man has been throughout history, he has created sanitation, he's dug wells, he knew the importance of clean water. As soon as the white man becomes miscegenated, the people start crapping in the streets and behaving like animals. What a surprise. And finally, in case people say, oh, well, Skara Brae up in Scotland, that was probably just an outpost of some astronomers or some druids. We've got the city of Bath in Britain. And Bath was well known for its water and its baths and its systems long before the Romans came. Long before the Romans came. I mean, we've got a history of a king called Bladud, who apparently made a pair of wings and jumped off the roof. And he's associated with Bath. It was like a pre-Icarus story. The Icarus myth with the guy that flew up to the sun. Well, we had a king, Bladud. And he was the king of Bath, and he tried to fly. So we had running water in Bath long before the Romans came. So we can see from looking at all of this that civilization is a uniquely white trait. It cannot be taught to these other races. If you leave these other races with a functioning civilization, within a certain amount of time, they will go back to behaving like animals. We see it in India. We see it in China. We see it in the Arab areas. Don't forget that the word Arab is a Hebrew word that means mongrel race. And even the Arabs today in Dubai, with us giving them all our civilization and our technology and all our know-how, they didn't think to build a sewage system before sticking skyscrapers there. And of course, the Negroes in Africa, well, they never had a sewage system built for them because whites weren't there in Nigeria. Let's finish up with a quote here. This is from Mahatma Gandhi. Sanitation is more important than political freedom, he says. And I would counter that with, Aryan DNA is more important than all the education in the world. Okay, thank you very much for listening. I will be back tomorrow with more of the Daily Nationalist for you. God bless and hail victory.